It is 6:18 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And as we were just talking about earlier, let's talk about Shocker basketball yesterday. Home game at Koch Arena yesterday afternoon. The Shockers and North Texas. And this was a game that the Shockers controlled. And they had not beaten North Texas since they rejoined as conference foes for the first time in a long, long time. But yesterday it was a game for the Shocks and a game for one guy in particular. Kenyon Giles, the senior, had a day. And Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had a lot of fun covering it on 103.7 KEYN.
Penetrates down the left side, back out on the wing. Giles, his first three, good.
Why not?
Why not, indeed.
My.
His first three-point attempt of the day. He drilled it. He's got 22, and the Shockers lead by 17. Puts it on the floor.
And he wasn't finished. Giles kept shooting.
Puts it on the floor. Throws it out to Giles. Long three. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Halfway between the top of the arc and the center jump circle, and he buries another one. He's got 33 points.
A career high, 13 of 17 shooting yesterday, a perfect 4-for-4 from three-point range, and he's now set a career high in three of his last four games. Shockers win it over the Mean Green, 78-67, the final score. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We shoot 51% against a top 30 defensive team in the country, but it's the turnovers, right, that just make it inefficient basketball. Need to clean that up, but, you know, to go up 17 and then basically kind of, it got down to 8, but just kind of kept it above 8 the whole time is a much better response than what happened a week ago.
After the game, some comments from Wichita State's Caron Boyd.
KG getting off early, having 33 points, we feeding a hot hand, so obviously we want him to keep scoring, like, let the match burn out, but for him it doesn't ever burn out, so... Definitely focus more on the defensive end and let him go over the offense and try to fit in where I can.
All right, so the Shocks now 10-7 on the season, 2-2 in the conference, tied for 7th place, and back in the win column after two losses. Shocks are 8-2 on home court this season. Let's take a look at pro football in the playoffs yesterday. The San Francisco 49ers go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles 23-19. We will have a new Super Bowl champion this year. The Eagles will not repeat. Getting a lot of playing time for the 49ers at safety, the rookie from Kansas State, Marquise Siegel. And you heard the action yesterday on KFH.
Ball is just inside the 22. We're down to 9:22 to go on the fourth. Handoff. Barkley, he gets hit hard. Siegel. And Barkley may need a moment. There was a shot down low, and his body just crumbled.
It's a really nice job by Robert Saleh, because he had Marquise Siegel, the backup safety who's out there, had him come in very late down into the box. So he was the unblocked defender that made the tackle.
Yep, the rookie out of K-State, Siegel, third most tackles in the game yesterday with 8. As the 49ers advanced, the Eagles eliminated. In other NFL action yesterday, the Buffalo Bills beat Jacksonville. Jaguars eliminated. The New England Patriots win at home, beat the Chargers. Chargers eliminated. The Bills and the Patriots move on, as well as the 49ers in yesterday's action. One more first round playoff game tonight. It's in Pittsburgh. Steelers hosting the Houston Texans. Houston on a 9-game winning streak. And the Texans are favored by a field goal in that one. Live coverage. 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to that game over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Happy birthday today. A pretty good pitcher that came through here. Paul Rushel, former Wichita Arrows pitcher, 79 today. Really good starting pitcher for the Arrows for 4 seasons in the early to mid-1970s. 25 wins, 26 saves. And then he pitched for 5 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Chicago Cubs. Former Arrows pitcher Paul Rushel, it's his birthday. He is 79 today. 7:51 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Now it's time for a local business update. Some golf to talk about. It is editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Wichita golfers, listen up. The golf course property east of Hutchinson that opened in 2007, then closed in 2009, then opened again in 2015. Before closing for good in 2020, is giving it a third try. This time it won't be the same Cottonwood Hills course that won national acclaim but couldn't develop homes around the property. This time, Northeast Kansas developers are calling it Salt Lick Golf and Hunting Resort, and plans filed with the Reno County Planning Commission show two 18-hole courses and a 9-hole par 3 course with lodge-style accommodations for guests. If the Planning Commission approves rezoning this week, construction on the courses is expected to begin in the spring, with tee times projected by 2028, a year before the U.S. Senior Open returns to nearby Prairie Dunes Country Club. A project cost has not been revealed. And a local property management firm has made its first acquisition with plans to keep growing. After 11 years in business, Reliance Property Management has acquired Wichita's Bassett Property Management Group and expanded its portfolio to about 2,500 doors, mostly across Wichita. The deal will help Reliance scale by hiring more talent, improve its customer service, and get better pricing with its service providers. Bassett Properties' portfolio consisted of mostly new-build properties such as duplexes. Reliance manages single-family and new-build multifamily rental properties in the area and some vacation rentals across the South. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, how was the weekend?
The weekend was boring. Okay. Watched too much football and too much basketball.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe that's what the weekend was for.
I listened to some guy on the PA announce the PA at Coke Arena say Kenyon Giles' name about 20 times.
Yeah, I was yelling his name quite a bit yesterday.
For three.
In a good way. Yeah, yeah, he wasn't yes, missing a lot of shots. Good stuff.
As Mark Adams said on the broadcast, he put up a 30 burger. And I wasn't aware that was a term, but apparently
that.
It is.
Wow. Well, yeah, he's always got something to trot out. All right. Hey, Kirk, I'm glad you had a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you 1 hour from now for some more local business news.
Yes, sir.
There he goes, Editor Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. This is January 12th, always been an interesting day in Wichita a little bit because Kirstie Alley and Rush Limbaugh were both born on the same day, and they have both passed. This would have been their 75th birthdays. Of course, Wichita's Kirstie Alley. We'll talk more about Kirstie in the blur.
I still miss Rush Limbaugh. That is such an iconic figure, such a valuable voice.
And, of course, Rush, Wichita was one of the first 15 or 20 stations that signed on with Rush when he really started to explode in the early 90s. And I thought we'd... On what would have been his 75th birthday, here's Rush Limbaugh in a chat he had with Jay Leno 17 years ago.